This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We'll start the show talking about the power of the almighty dollar, which has been on something of a tear recently. Compared to our trade partners, on average, the value of the U.S. dollar has gone up 4% already this year. Compared to the Japanese yen, the greenback has strengthened by almost 16% this year. And Japan and Korea, they are not happy about it. Marketplace's Sabri Beneshwar reports.
The dollar is strong because more people want dollars. And just like everything from Taylor Swift tickets to toilet paper, more demand means more expensive.
Yes, we see continued demand for dollar assets.
Wyn Thin is global head of market strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman. I caught up with him on the phone on the actual trading floor where he executes trades for mutual funds and pension funds and endowments from around the world. They want dollars, partly because dollars let them buy U.S. stocks.
The U.S. has strong growth, strong earnings potential, and so we are drawing in global equity investment.
And then there's the U.S.'s interest rates. They're high. They make investors money.
The Fed has one of the highest policy rates in the developed world, and other central banks are starting to move toward cutting rates.
Eric Nelson is a macro strategist at Wells Fargo. U.S. interest rates aren't high by accident. The Fed needs to keep them high because month after month after month, inflation data has been coming in too hot. Investors saw that and realized interest rates would stay higher for longer. Alan Robinson is a senior vice president at the Royal Bank of Canada.
The key moment for us was when we got the third consecutive month of hotter than expected inflation readings. And that really changed the way we looked at the dollar.
The dollar has risen so sharply, it's become a problem for South Korea and Japan. Brian Rose is senior U.S. economist at UBS.
Things have gotten so extreme that Japan is importing inflation now because the currency is weak.
Importing inflation because things paid for in dollars like oil are suddenly more expensive. Eventually, a country might have to raise its own interest rates to compete for global flows of money, even if that is not good for its economy.
Sometimes you have to raise rates even though you don't really want to.
But money goes where money grows. And right now, that's the U.S. In New York, I'm Sabri Beneshwar for Marketplace.